107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Monday, April 24th. It is an absolute pleasure to have Karen Haslam joining us in the studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Karen, you're back at it. So busy. We've got a big sale happening this Thursday and Friday.
Correct. You know, we have, because of COVID, closed it down for the last 3 years. So okay. We're ready now. And some of us have actually saved things from their home for 3 years.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So the ladies are really saying, oh, great, I've got this and this and this. We are jam-packed. We're looking forward to a big sale. It's opens this Thursday.
And this is St. James Anglican Church in Stratford.
Correct. You know, it's so well known. This is interesting. It's so well known. Yeah. I've had people say, I was riding the bus and my neighbors, you know, came over and said, is the St. James sale this year?
Wow.
And somebody else said, I was walking downtown. And so we know we're part of the community. We know that's what we do. And we know it's needed. There are people who look for this sale because it is needed.
Yeah,
so we decided to get out of our rocking chairs and get back into what we need to do. We're opening on Thursday, as usual, St. James Church, which is on Hamilton and Mornington there.
Mm-hmm.
We're open at 7 o'clock till 9. And then Friday from 11 till 2 is half price day.
Okay, all
and
right.
And then Friday night from 7 to 8, it's Toonie a Tote.
Yeah.
Night. So it's a busy few days for the ladies in the church.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with this. Again, first choice night is Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And then it's kind of like the two sales going on for Friday at 11 a.m. through till 2. And then Toonie a Tote Hour starting at 7 p.m. And this is such a great community event. And it's such a great fundraiser for St. James Church.
It is. And our money from the ACW doesn't just stay in the church. I mean, we give passes to the children at the Children's Aid Society. We support the Commit Center at St. Paul's. They have a new center there. We've given various charities within Stratford our support monetarily. So we consider St. James a real community church.
Absolutely. Now, is this the first sale in quite some time, or is this at least full on?
This has been three years.
Okay.
We've said, COVID, and we did not want to expose anyone to the possibility. So we stayed closed for 3 full years.
Okay.
And this is the first chance we've had now to get back into it. And we're actually a little bit of ahead of schedule.
Oh,
you have no idea how many people it takes to put on a sale at
now,
St.
Karen,
James.
I got to mention, you know, you and I are friends on Facebook.
Yes.
And I've seen some of the photos of you and the ladies there just putting in the extra time. And a little tiring.
A little tiring, yes. And we've got, you know, we call it the biggest social at St. James because it includes so many people at the church, whatever they can do. Let me tell you two quick stories, okay?
Sure.
I put out an email that said, get ready, ladies, rev your engines, we're ready to go. First email back to me was from my 88-year-old member, Vi Wilson, who said, I'll work the sale, but I need a chair. The second one was from the 94-year-old Margaret Crawford, who said, I'll be in the jewelry department.
So spot.
That shows you the commitment
yeah.
we have, especially the lady. It's the Anglican yeah. Church women. And, of course, we call upon men because, heaven help us, we can't carry all those boxes up and down.
Sure.
So it is a joint project, and
nice.
It is a community event.
All right. Anything else about the sale that we haven't mentioned, or just come on
No,
out?
Come on down. Now, we hope to see as many of us of our old friends as possible. And the money does stay in the community and does a lot of good work for everyone.
That is awesome. Karen Haslam with the St. James, and I do love the poster.
Don't
the
you
poster's
just love,
a lot of fun.
I love that
My
little
dear,
lady.
Just between us, I always get the best deals at the St. James Variety Sale. That's awesome. Karen Haslam, thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you, Jamie.